speedbuilders.com. Please state your name and address.
Steve Bacon, 1930 West Murdoch.
And that's here in Wichita.
Wichita, right.
Mr. Bacon, just to explain, my name is David Nielsen, and I represent the plaintiff, George Hoffman, in this case. Have you ever had your deposition taken before?
No.
Have you had an opportunity to discuss the purpose of this deposition with your attorney?
Yes.
You understand that I'll be asking you questions, and the reporter will be taking down your responses to those questions, as well as my questions?
Right.
And that you further understand you're under oath?
Right.
All right. And let me ask, if any of my questions, sometimes I tend to rattle on or can rattle on, if any of my questions seem unclear, or if you don't understand what I'm saying, you don't understand the question, please ask me to rephrase it or indicate that you have a problem, all right?
All right.
And if you do answer the question, then I assume you understood what I asked.
Okay.
And you will have to answer verbally or out loud so that the reporter can take it down.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Bacon, how long have you lived at your current address?
I've only been at that address for about 2 months.
Prior to that, where did you live?
4001 East Mark.
And that's in Wichita?
That's right.
How long did you reside there?
10 years.
Are you presently employed?
Yes.
And where do you work?
Wesley Medical Center.
How long have you been employed there?
11 years.
What do you do there?
I'm an audiovisual tech.
What is that?
I work with film projectors and slide projectors, PA systems, and audiovisual equipment.
Prior to working at Wesley, are you from around here in Wichita?
My entire adult life I've been here.
Prior to Wesley, where did you work, or did you?
I have worked at Davis Manufacturing for about 5 years.
What's your present age?
35.
Where were you born?
Ada, Oklahoma.
And how long did you live there?
I never actually lived there. I grew up in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
How long did you live in Shawnee?
Well, my entire life, except for a few years when I lived in Missouri.
And where in Missouri was that?
Nevada, Missouri.
And that was during approximately what time frame in terms of age?
That would have been about age 12, 13.
And when did you leave Oklahoma after coming to Wichita?
When I was in the ninth grade.
And you've been in Wichita since that time?
That's right.
Where did you go to school? Here in Wichita?
Derby High School.
And did you attend college?
I went to Wichita State for 3 semesters.
Did you graduate?
No.
Mr. Bacon, on or around April 29th or 30th, 1986, did you have a car that was involved in an accident in the front of your house?
Yes.
Can you describe, what was that car?
It was a 19... I have forgotten the year. What year are we talking about? It was a Volkswagen, 72 Volkswagen.
And was that vehicle owned by you, or you and your wife, or...
Both of our names were on it.
How long have you had that vehicle?
2 years. Longer than that. I think it was at least 2 years.
Where did you purchase that vehicle, or how did you come across it?
That was one bought from Sanford Motors.
Is that here in Wichita?
It was. They're not here anymore. At that time, it was a used car dealer.
Do you recall the mileage on that vehicle?
No.
Around the time of this accident?
No.
Did you, after this accident, we'll get back to the circumstances of the accident, after that date, did you keep this vehicle, or did you sell it, or...
For a while. We sold it eventually, but I kept it and drove it for several months afterward.
Do you recall who you sold it to?
Yeah, it was... I don't remember the last name. The guy who did our repair work.
On your vehicles?
Right. At the time, he was an employee, had been an employee of Chris Collins VW.
And what was this individual's name?
I don't remember his name. Bobby. I don't remember his name.
Okay. You mentioned this Bobby at Chris Collins. Had he done repair work on this Volkswagen, this specific one you were talking about?
He had at times in the past.
Had he done work on it prior to the date of this accident?
I don't remember which times he did the work or one of the other guys did the work.
All right.
It had been in periodically for checkups.
Just for regular repairs or anything specific?
Well, just checkups in general and normal repairs as needed. Once there was a starter problem, just various things.
Do you ever recall having it in prior to the date of this accident for any repairs on the transmission?
No.
Same question with regard to any repairs on the brakes?
Not other than just the normal checkup and tightening of the brakes.
When you say tightening, are we talking about the handbrake or the actual wheel brakes?
Both.
Do you know if it had been tightened prior to this accident?
Yes, it had been in for a checkup prior to that.
When you talk about the tightening, was there any specific problem that you had experienced with the brakes that caused you to bring it in for that tightening of the brakes?
No.
Was it just something that was done as a part of the maintenance procedure?
That's right.
Do you know how, in terms of proximity and time, how long before this accident you had brought the car in or had it tightened?
No. I don't know when the last time it was in.
Now, getting back to the night of the accident, do you recall what happened around April 29th, 30th, 1986 with regard to this vehicle?
Yeah, I was awakened by a knock on the door by a man who told me that the car had been hit.
Do you know who the man was?
I know the name.
And who is that?
Marcus Jody.
Was he a neighbor, or how do you know him?
I didn't know him. He was just walking down the street at the time.